To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, and welcome to the Carson Anderson program. I am Doug Carson. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. Scott the Gator Anderson, how are you today?
Okay. Was a little sad yesterday that the passing of rock legend Ace Frehley, the guitar player for Kiss, back when Kiss meant something. He died at the age of 74, so that's kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured that would be something you'd want to talk about, and we will get into it as the day goes on. You just heard the bulk of the NFL films. Let me be clear on this. That was the section that they tweeted out to promote their show, Turning Point. We have decisions to make every day about what we're going to talk about, what we're not going to talk about. We have decisions to make every day about, you know, okay, what does the audience want to hear? We had kind of put to bed the Kansas City game and what happened in the Kansas City game yesterday. Kang brought up something in the blitz thingy, and it led to a bit of a topic. People were sounding off on said topic, and then we're like, okay, it's time to move on, barring any new news. So the new news on Wednesday was Dan Campbell reiterated that the call came down from New York. He was told that the call came down from New York, even though the league denied that. Jared Goff, you know, when we asked him about it, I think he just echoed Campbell's comments. So that was news Wednesday, and we're like, okay, it's probably going to be put to bed. And then it came up yesterday in the blitz thingy. And so that was our choice, and that, you know, some people might have had it with the topic, and I get it. Then what happened with the NFL TV show Turning Point, it brings it back. And the NFL tweeted out, their show Turning Point is kind of a deep dive with their mic'd up players and mic'd up coaches into games. And they did the Turning Point. They focus on a couple of games, and one of them was Detroit and Kansas City. That clip you heard in the update was near the end of their breakdown of Detroit and Kansas City. And it definitely appeared to be trying to make Brian Branch look bad. And you heard him say the four things. It was a rough night for Brian Branch, and Lewis Riddick was reading the script. This is a league outlet that wrote a script and put out a video. Now, as far as I'm concerned, there's no problem with pointing out when a player had a rough night. However, there are examples. Burned by Kelsey's basketball move, okay? Branch comes up from a safety spot, what appears to be zone coverage. He may have outside leverage on this play, and he forces him back into Jack Campbell, and Campbell runs right by him.
It's hard for you to say. I know.
I know it is hard for me to admit that it might have been Jack Campbell.
But yeah, hey, upon replay, yeah. When they show the play, it's like it's clear that Jack Campbell's coming over from a linebacker position and over pursues the play, and Kelsey just goes back to his right and east-west up the field.
Yep. To free. Okay. All right. You can call it burn, whatever. It's no big deal. Got showed up by Patrick Mahomes.
When Mahomes scored the touchdown.
Yeah, they caught the league's video partner, NFL Films, for Turning Point, called what Mahomes did to Brian Branch, showed up.
Would you call it something else, Doug?
Well, there's a word that is used when the rules are applied called taunting.
Oh.
Now, do I care about the taunts? I really don't. Do I think it's silly? I really do. However, the consistency throughout the league, there's an example of Puka Nacua flexing and pointing in the direction of a defender that got flagged.
Mm-hmm.
Was that last weekend? It was last weekend or was it 2 weeks ago, Kang? I think it was, I can't remember. But it was a very similar play. Puka Nacua got flagged. Patrick Mahomes didn't. But the NFL, to point out what a rough night it was for Brian Branch, calls that showed up. Then he said he got juked by Xavier Worthy. Okay, fine. Xavier Worthy
freed himself from a tackle. I mean, Branch was wrapping him up, but he spun around and broke the tackle. It's a nice play by Worthy.
And took a shot from Juju Smith-Schuster.
Well, it took an illegal shot from Juju Smith-Schuster that was not called a penalty is how it should have been read, but that was not it.
So they're using two things that very well could have been flagged that probably crossed the line with the rules and use them as an example of Brian Branch's bad night. And I'm like, is this a smear campaign against Brian Branch?
In addition to that, they show the exchange after the game where Patrick Mahomes is trying to dab him up and Branch is not having any of that, right? As if that's another piece of evidence that shows that what a poor sport Brian Branch is. When there have been a number of occasions after a Kansas City loss that Patrick Mahomes will storm off the field and not dab up the other players. But we won't mention that because that's bad Patrick. We only talk about good Patrick.
Mm-hmm. As we watch the whole thing, and Kang, we're very sensitive to trying not to be just homerism radio, even though we admit that we are homers. Like, we don't want to. Is this a big deal in just Detroit? And that's why we're kind of leaning into this one a little bit, because it's not a big deal in just Detroit. Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio wrote about how dangerous it is that the NFL buzzed down, if they did buzz down to change a rule that they are not allowed to have them drop a flag, they're not allowed to. Florio wrote about this again yesterday afternoon.
Well, and obviously we're local.
Yep.
We're going to talk about it.
Yep.
But it's not just us. National TV and radio pundits have all talked about this, and specifically about the NFL buzzing down to the officials and getting them to change the call on a play that is not reviewable,
mm-hmm.
but got them to take the extra 74 seconds after the play and discuss it so you get the outcome that the NFL wanted. So it's not just us.
And, okay, so the Detroit fan in me, I watch this thing and I'm like, oh my God, this is such Chief propaganda. I was like, and then I step back and I go, what about the reporter in me thing? The reporter in me, or whatever we are, trying to be as professionally, like, to step back and be, look at it from a media standpoint. I can't believe in the current climate with concerns about the league being pro-Chiefs that they approved putting this out. That's one. Two is they took it down.
Well, that's the interesting part to me.
They took it down, and they took it down for a reason. What do you think that reason is?
I think the Lions, here's what I hope. I hope the Lions bitched about it vociferously. I hope that they pointed out all the flaws in what they were doing. I hope that they reminded them that it was the NFL that buzzed down to the officials on the field, because that's what they told Dan Campbell. That's what they told Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing you say now is going to change what they told them during the game. So just a reminder, we know what happened. And yes, we have commented on what happened, and we're not backing off that.
I'm flabbergasted that the NFL put this out there. And do I think they tried to make Brian Branch look bad?
I think that was
the point. It sure looks like it.
Yeah, it's one thing to do just a fluff piece on Kansas City. And those are easy enough to do, and they won the game.
And they're all so too enthusiastic to do that.
Yes, they are. And the whole thing starts off with Taylor Swift. You know? Hey, it's another Taylor Swift game. But that's what they're doing, because they're riding the wave as much as they can when it comes to Kansas City, when it comes to the Taylor Swift effect, the Patrick Mahomes effect, because they know it can change like that. All it takes is an injury, and then there goes the wave. So they're riding this as much as they can. I find it interesting that they took the angle to smear Brian Branch along the way. That I don't understand. Like, if you were going to just talk about how great Mahomes is, another piece of like that, okay, fair enough. Hook him. I got it. It's nauseating, but whatever. But when you decide consciously to go after a player on the opposite team and do it in such a way where you're framing it where the only way, if you didn't watch the game, to interpret what Brian Branch is to follow that narrative, that's incredibly unfair. It's reckless. And it's completely uncalled for. Which is why they pulled it, because it was.
248-539-9797. Kang, I want to get your take on it. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback, your ticket text. It is Carson Anderson. We are looking at another one of these stories that I thought was dead. I thought was over. And then I feel like the NFL made a really odd choice. They use that to promote it. The video's still up on Turning Point. It's their tweet that they took down. So you can see it for yourself if you want. It's on ESPN's website. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, so there it was from NFL Films and their show Turning Point. And I, in the current context, where we are, the climate in the NFL, not Detroit-centric, is that league favors the Chiefs. Subconsciously or consciously, the Chiefs get special treatment, not a Detroit complaint, and what's turning into a national complaint.
Yeah.
And they just leaned into it in a story that they probably should want to go away.
The NFL.
The NFL. Yeah. And now whether it was a, it's their media branch, their NFL Films, their show. I'm, and it was NFL Films that tweeted out that clip promoting their show this week. And I'm thinking to myself, is this a real concerted effort to make Brian Branch look bad? To justify their suspension? Is it make Brian Branch look like the bad guy here? Are the Lions, you know, what Dan Campbell said yesterday, I'm not worried about his reputation. He's a good person. He's a good football player. I'm not worried. Should we be worried about it? Because this feels like an effort to make him and the Lions look like bad guys here. And maybe none of this matters, okay? Maybe none of it matters. I'm just really surprised. And they took the tweet down for a reason.
Well, yeah, I was past this because the...
We were done with it.
Yeah, well, not only that, the Chiefs won. Chiefs beat the Lions. The Lions didn't get enough done. They just didn't. They made mistakes. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown dropped a pass that he never drops.
Yep.
And, you know, they just didn't make the plays and they needed to make the plays. They couldn't run the ball in the second half. The Chiefs won the game. They beat them. So days later, you come out with the smear campaign against Brian Branch. I'm not sure I understand why that is. And it's like there's play. If you just wanted to focus on him knocking the hell out of Juju Smith-Schuster, which, by the way, was hilarious to see that other NFL players are like, yeah, it's about time somebody did that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of a funny take. I'm not advocating that, but there are a bunch of podcasts out there. And that's okay, fair enough. But if that's what you wanted to focus on, go ahead and do that because you don't want that as part of the game. After the game confrontation, it gets physical and, you know, it's a bad look and Juju's bleeding and, you know, these chiclets are a little loose or whatever. It's okay. It's not a good look. And then Branch gets suspended for it and appeals the suspension, loses the appeal. He's out for the Monday Night Football game. And that's going to hurt the Lions.
It's going to hurt.
And that's all on Brian Branch.
Yep.
This external stuff that they put with his video out there is completely unnecessary. And by the way, Brian Branch is one of the better young players in this league. He's probably a top five safety in the league. And you just crapped all over him for what purpose?
Really weird.
To pump up Kansas City? What, to make Rob Riggle happy? Make Paul Rudd happy? Are we doing that game?
No. To make Taylor happy.
Oh, to make Taylor happy? There you go. Thank you very much.
Kang, I want your take on this again.
I'm glad Caitlin Clark was there to see it.
What did you make of this?
Like you guys, I'm sick of this too, and I'm sure a lot of fans are sick of this story too, and we were ready to move on, but the complete lack of self-awareness by the NFL brought this upon us again this morning. And do we sound like whiny fans? Yes, but then so do 31 other teams, because this is a national narrative. It's not just a Lions narrative. And I don't think anyone's complaining like, oh, they lost the game because of this. I think they're just complaining about the clear, what they think is clear bias and favoritism towards the Chiefs. And when I go back to the lack of self-awareness, they put this out there thinking this was going to help their cause, I think. And once they realize, oh no, it did the opposite, they deleted the clip that to promote the show Turning Point. Now, the whole episode of Turning Point is still online and available for anyone watching. That's where you and I, Doug, we watched it and got the clips. They clearly, to me, are making Brian Branch look bad for a reason. And if your narrative is that the league favors the Chiefs, this does not, you know, this is doing exactly that. They're gaslighting Brian Branch and the Lions. I don't know how else to put it. This is, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was fake last night until this morning, until you were able to log into your account, Doug, and we saw the whole episode.
It was weird because we were like, okay, this is AI,
right?
AI generated. This isn't real. They wouldn't do this.
But I'm sorry. Everything, it's like if you're in a courtroom and this one guy, all you're hearing is from one side's lawyer. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not down the middle at all. This is all slanted towards Brian Branch is a bad dude. He did
Chiefs
a bad thing at
guy.
The end of the game. Yeah, Chiefs,
Lions,
good
guy.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it's ridiculous. I couldn't believe it.
All right, let's get to your phone calls. Bill, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bill.
Morning, guys. Hey, you know, first thing, you know, you guys and everyone else out there, let's just leave Taylor Swift out of this. She has nothing to do with it. She's not asking for
Leave Taylor alone?
Yeah, just leave her out of this. You know, be a man. Just leave her out of it, all right? This has to do with the Chiefs.
So what's the matter with you, Bill? What's going on?
No, man, I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. Careful.
I almost said it.
Yeah, here's the thing, Bill. I don't think there's a conscious league effort to fix anything. I think there is a fascination with a cult of celebrity in this country, and it's showing itself in weird ways in the NFL. I think Mahomes is a celebrity. I think now Kelsey is a celebrity. And I think that I think subconsciously stuff like that impacts the way specifically Mahomes got away. The celebrity status of the Chiefs only rises because of Taylor Swift.
What if she had married Jared Goff?
It would help Detroit, most likely. But he married a celebrity too.
Jared did fine.
Yeah, but I think it would. I think there is a subconscious thing that is perhaps at play here, because I don't buy into conspiracy theories when it comes to the league. So you can say leave her out of it. That's fine. Except, are we sure there isn't some celebrity that's boosted with the Chiefs because of her?
It's not her problem. They're using her.
Okay. Bill. We're not ripping Taylor Swift. We're ripping the league.
Fine. Good. But and then let's get back to ripping the league. I'm with you guys. I don't understand what in the world that video was all about. I can't. Like, it's just like one of you guys said. I mean, they should want this story to go away. I'm glad this story's not going away. It shouldn't go away. Mm-hmm. You know, because finally, you know, I think it's getting to the point where it's so obvious now that the Chiefs are getting special treatment that, you know, they've got, you know, the networks trying to, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. I think that, you know, trying to make, you know, Brian Branch look bad, whatever. Hey, look, whatever. We don't mind being a bad guy in Detroit.
I guess we're going to be. We're going to be.
Everybody's going to wear the villain shirt now.
It's Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, there's other stuff going on, and we will get to it. We're a bit shocked that the NFL put out this tweet, NFL Films particularly. I mean, you got to remember that there are different branches of the machine that is the NFL, and this is maybe the one arm of the NFL's machine not knowing what this might come across as to people in Detroit and elsewhere. And I have no problem with pointing out a player's failures, okay? I mean, that's just part of the job of being a professional athlete. But when you talk about how he had a rough night and you include two plays that could have been flagged against the other team, that feels very pointed and on purpose to make maybe one team look good and the other team look bad. And there is feedback coming in on this, and we will get to it from an unnamed texter. Gaslighting Brian Branch by the NFL is crazy. Rick and Hal, every Detroit Lions defensive player should play with a green mouth guard in their helmet Monday night. I love this idea.
Solidarity.
Yep. Free Brian Branch. Put the green mouth guard in that helmet hole, air hole in the top. What a great idea, Rick.
Here's a free marketing idea for the Lions. You know how they sell those like inflatable helmets you can put on kids and stuff? You know, you just blow them up. Yep. Have one with the green mouth guard out of it. That's a Brian Branch one.
Let's go.
And also actually use a mouth guard.
Yeah, that ain't happening, dude.
Do not understand.
Does he do this because you have to have the mouth guard attached to your helmet in some way, and so he just sticks it in the air?
I don't know if he
actually
uses one too, and he's just always done that. But I mean, I just don't understand why players don't have the mouth guard in place during play. It helps reduce the effects of taking a monster hit.
Yeah, it's good for concussions. next text. Over the next month, there will be carnage when the Lions get done with these games. It's personal now. Can you imagine the vibe in Allen Park right now? There's going to be steam coming out of Dan Campbell's ears, almost literally. Next text. The NFLPA was probably on the NFL's ass when they caught wind of that. Next text. I don't watch WWE wrestling. Not that I have anything against it. I just don't find it that interesting. It's scripted and fake, which is fine. I'm now putting the NFL in that category. I was a casual NFL fan, but the reality of what's going on in the last week is a clear indication it's fixed. Well, I am comfortable in not believing it's fixed. Yesterday, I moved off a position that I have held my entire pro football and professional life. Pro football, like I played my entire professional life as a fan and a broadcaster. Yeah, I might have been like an outside linebacker, maybe a tight end.
Put on some weight. Let's not get excited. Because you're tall.
What position would I be?
You're probably a wide receiver.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Actually, this came up in the office yesterday. Valenti said, you'd be more like a Joe Jaravicious. I don't know why it came up, but it did. Anyway, I got sidetracked. I never believed anything was fixed or influenced in any way. And I moved from a 0 out of 10 to a 1. Which is a big move for me.
Yeah, I don't think things are fixed necessarily. I think that players are shown preferential treatment at times. It's not just Patrick Mahomes. It's throughout the league with the star players. That's just how it is. So, but after the NFL phoned down to the crew and got word to that crew, that's where I moved off from like a 2 to a 3. And it's not that high. It's very selective.
A ticket text 248-539-9797 from Scott. Yeah, poor Taylor Swift. Don't step. I will just, on behalf of the thousands of texts that we got from the previous caller, I have no idea if he was a Swiftie.
I think Bill may have been a Swiftie. Or Bill's got daughters that are Swifties. It's okay.
Yeah. Could be. Very well could be. So anyway, the story by Mike Florio, as a follow-up and maybe put a bow on what Dan Campbell said Wednesday, here's some of what he wrote. New York's involvement in Jared Goff TD catch potentially opens Pandora's box. This came out yesterday afternoon, and I'll read some of the highlights from this. Something the NFL needs to address sooner rather than later. Lions coach Dan Campbell said he was told the illegal motion call that wiped out a Jared Goff touchdown reception came from New York. Referee Craig Wolstead denied it, in a pool report that outside help was used to drop the flag, which had to be the official position, the situation wasn't reviewable. Under the rules, as written, outside help was not allowed. If the officials missed it, they missed it. You want to get the correct result, which is fine, And Florio goes on to write, on the surface, that's fine. It's always better to be right than wrong. But the device that the league implemented per Campbell opens up Pandora's box, especially as to one specific play. If New York can tell you Rolstad to drop a flag more than a minute after a legal motion foul occurred in Kansas City, why can't New York tell the referee to penalize the Eagles for false starts that the on-field officials missed? It's critical that the rules are written, the rules as written be respected. Failure to do so creates clear inconsistencies. Failure to admit that it happened undermines transparency. Lack of consistency and transparency are two things that, in an age of legalized, normalized, and heavily monetized, sports betting can directly result in normal and abnormal incidents of the game becoming grist for the speculation, distrust, and accusations of point shaving or game fixing. I that Sunday night game, man, feels like it may have ramifications. And now the Lions move forward. And Gator, it is your, I've known you for a long time. It is one of your favorite storylines. It is a card that you play more than any person I know. Chip on the shoulder.
Cultivate it.
If the Lions
sculpt
want a chip
shine it up
on
real
the shoulder.
Nice. Get that chip going.
Mm-hmm.
Work it.
And you know what else is a popular take? And perhaps someone should make a shirt. Detroit versus everybody.
Oh.
Detroit versus everybody. Okay. Fine.
There again.
Fine. Because this feels like it leans into that narrative. We got the league putting out promotional videos, gaslighting one of our players. You got New York buzzing in. Did they or didn't they? See, I think the NFL really needs to come out and say whether they did or they didn't. And maybe the fact that they aren't saying anything should tell us what happened.
I don't think they're going to say anything. And if, let's say they did say something, and they come out and they say, we didn't, you going to believe them?
Well, I think that they would maybe call the Lions, and if they didn't, okay, who told you that? Because this is not doing us any favors because we didn't. You would think that they would want to clarify it with the Lions, and maybe they have.
I mean, seems pretty obvious to the Lions what happened.
Yeah.
Two different people saying, yeah, no, we were told by officials that it came from higher up, either from somebody in a booth in Kansas City or somebody sitting in a room in New York that related to people in Kansas City.
All right, there is news on other fronts, including Tarek Skubal. I hate public negotiations, and this is one of the reasons why. One side is getting a word out, and it may or may not be true. I mean, I have no reason to I believe what some reporters have reported, but it. It looks like there is a bit of a gap between what the Tigers offered him 2 years ahead of free agency and what he wants now. I'm sure as they get closer to free agency, the Tigers move off that position. Sometimes, what did they do with Cole Keith, right? They locked up Cole Keith for a long term by offering him money earlier than they had to. This is what you offer earlier than you have to for a little bit less than what you might get on the open market. But a player starts getting paid sooner than they would, and so that player might want to take it.
What is it, 6 years of service in Major League Baseball, and then he become a free agent?
Six, seven, whatever it is.
And they gave him a deal time. Before he had accrued a single day?
So they tried to do it with Skubal. It clearly didn't work. And now apparently the numbers are being reported, but we will get to that and the gap between what he's reported to want and what the Tigers offered a year ago. We will get to that today at 10:50. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 A Ticket. Big football weekend to preview as the show goes on. Of course, what we do here is we open up the phone lines and talk about what the people want to talk about. So 248-539-9797. Anything on your mind, fair game. And it's great to be with you on a Friday. It's a Friday, Scott. It's a Friday.
It is indeed.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Hard to contain our guy. Even though you're a little down about the passing of Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. But a weird story, too. Fell in a studio and hit his head.
I guess he had, I think he had a couple of falls recently, but the latest one was I guess the one that did the most damage, had a brain bleed, and then ended up dying yesterday. Sad.
Yep. All right. We got a question here on Twitch, and I want to read it and ask you. It's from Kitech. Is there a celebrity Gator would defend the way caller Bill defended Taylor Swift? I love this question. I love this question.
Oh.
Who is the celebrity that could do no wrong? Scott Anderson.
I don't think there are.
I think there's one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think there's one.
Who you got?
Kay Adams.
No, I wouldn't defend her to the hilt. Okay. No. Okay. I don't even know her.
Okay. You're a liar.
No. I think you can point out foibles of Kay Adams. That's fine.
All right. Is there a celebrity? You think there's a celebrity Gator would defend the way caller Bill defended Taylor Swift?
Ooh, Kay Adams is a good call. Back in the day, Aaron Esurance.
Yeah,
that cartoon insurance agent.
She was wonderful. She's trying to save you money. She'll never cheat on you.
What other ones have you really been liking? Not Alba. Jessica Alba, you're a big fan. I'm a big fan of hers. I just brought that up for me.
watching a little bit of the Mechanic Resurrection last night with Jason Statham, and she's in that. She's flawless.
How about a musician? Is there a musician you would defend?
Nah, because music's just subjective. If you like it, great. If you don't, nothing I'm going to say is going to convince you.
People like all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
What about people that are in Taylor Swift cover bands?
He's no longer in Taylor Swift cover bands.
That's a good point.
That's a good friend of yours, right?
That's his guy.
That's your guy. You defend him.
Yeah. I do.
No matter what.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he reaches. Look, this is a local guitar player. I don't know if he reaches celebrity status, but sure.
No, I don't think he reaches celebrity status. But if you want to see him at the Token Lounge tomorrow night with Jimmy Bones, go ahead and go cheer on Garrett Belanek.
This guy.
And Jimmy Bones formerly the Twisted
Brother. All right, so the answer is probably no.
No, I don't. I think there are things that you have to take a stand on, and then there are things like, all right, well, I can't even defend you with that.
Yeah,
like that's a little too much, Anna De Armas. But it's tough.
Okay, I've never been a fan of public contract negotiations. I always think that contract negotiations are. I'm going to exaggerate my side. You're going to exaggerate yours. We're gonna make hard stances, and we're gonna say things that we don't mean, and in the end, it's all in an effort. I'm trying to get as much as I can, and you're trying to give up as little as you can, right? We know how negotiations agents play a role to distance themselves. The clients, you hire an agent to distance yourself from the ugliness of negotiations and how they work. So. When I see stories like the social media headline today and a John Heyman, I think it was Bleacher Report that tweeted out, there's a gap of close to $250 million in contract negotiations between Tarek Skubal and the Tigers per John Heyman. And then a Freep report today that the Tigers offer was less than $100 million for 4 years. I don't doubt that Evan Petzold got that from good sources. He is a good reporter. Yeah. And I suspect Gator, it's from Boris himself or a Boris source.
I think it's probably a pretty good place to start.
Yep. And I don't know that Boris is lying, but we have to keep in mind here. And that offer does seem actually pretty low. And I'm not surprised it got turned down, but it was 2 years before free agency.
All right. So I was just going to say, let's break that down to really what that is. Cause in the grand scheme of things, a 4-year deal for Tarek Skubal at less than $100 million. Heck, let's just even give it $100 million to make it easy.
Yep.
Is woefully low for a pitcher of his status. But what it was this was made a year ago before he won the first Cy Young Award, like a week before, according to the report. So what you were doing was paying a guy big money before you had to for 2 years. Now, arbitration for Tarek Skubal is expected to pay him north of $20 million for this year. So in hindsight, maybe it was really, really low, even by what I'm trying to help him out with here, because you're paying him for 2 years before you had to, and then you're going to give him the first 2 years, and then he goes to free agency after four, which actually, if it's interesting that that's the offer the Tigers made to Tarek Skubal with a Boris client, and yet when it came to Alex Bregman, who's a Boris client, they went with a bigger deal, and Bregman took the shorter deal with the other team.
Right.
It's kind of ironic how that kind of works out, and yet the reason it didn't work out is because the money that was offered to Bregman was huge on a four-year deal. The money offered to Skubal on a four-year deal was maybe less than market value, is a kind way to put it.
Yeah, okay, and whatever.
But it's 4 years. He would have gotten to free agency quick.
He made $10 million this year. So he would have made $25 million this year, yeah. $25 million next year. Arbitration, you know, is pending here with him to what his contract will be next year. But it'll be healthy. But at the end of the day, whatever. It didn't work out. Nope. The $250 million gap is not a story that I'd really buy. Because it's like, it's comparing an offer a year ago under completely different circumstances to what the ask might be now.
Yeah.
And so, but whatever. I will continue to stand by the position. I don't think you hire Scott Boras for any other reason than to get to free agency. And Scott Boras, once you get to free agency, is going to go around and he's going to drum up all kinds of offers. And then he's going to call New York. And he's going to call the other New York team. And then he's going to call Chicago. And then he's going to call LA. And then he's going to call Boston. And all those teams, no matter how many, whether or not the Tigers are not paying enough for their players or not is almost irrelevant. It's those teams have more resources. I mean, the Dodgers luxury tax threshold, like there's no cap, but if you go over a certain amount, you pay a tax.
Yeah.
They're paying $157 million in taxable contracts. They don't care what it costs.
No, it's like you go back years ago when the Golden State Warriors had their dream team with Kevin Durant and all that. Yeah. They were, I don't know how much money they were above the luxury tax threshold there, but they were paying, I think, well in surpassing $150 million in penalties. They didn't care. Nope. Because they were winning and they can afford it because it's the NBA. And look, most professional sports leagues, you don't care because you can afford to pay it. When you're a market like Los Angeles or New York or Chicago or Boston, you can afford to pay whatever. It just doesn't matter because you've got the money coming in from other revenue streams that other markets don't have that advantage of. With Skubal, I wonder this, okay, and you bring up the Boras effect, and obviously, if you believe the article, no reason not to. I'm not imputing at all. I think good reporting. Here you go. So if the Tigers made a four-year offer and you've got a client of Boras's that hit free agency that accepted a four-year offer like Bregman did because it was way more – actually accepted a three-year offer because it was way more money per year than what his best offer was in a long-term deal. Could the Tigers get a deal done with Tarek Skubal on a four-year deal but give him $50 million a year? Do you think that's possible?
I don't know. It depends on what he values. I'm always in favor of more money, shorter term. But that, I mean, that's what Doug wants for the Tigers because I want to protect us against, you know, what could be long term. What does Skubal want? Does Skubal want a 10-year deal? If he wants 10 years,
then I'll let him walk.
Yeah.
Or I won't let him walk. I'll trade him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let him walk. I'm going to trade him if that's what he wants. Yeah. Because there comes a point where, we'll do it as hosts and ask listeners to do it as fans as well. What parameters are you looking at? Because if I'm looking at the first parameter being years, okay, the term of the deal,
yeah,
I'm not going north of, I'm uncomfortable with 8 years, you know?
Yeah. And so, if and that's what he wants, then so be it.
Well, and he still has a year left on this current deal. So if it's 1 year and then you get the 7 year extension, right? So that would be eight total. Maybe I could do that. And that might be my ceiling on the term. I'm not going beyond that. If he wants 10 years, I can't give you 10 years. I can't do it, man. I can give you, you know, seven plus the we'll rip up the last year here and give you the eighth year here. And then it becomes a money issue. How much money is it going to cost? And the Tigers have a threshold of what they can afford to do and still pay other players to keep this team competitive, but it's not going to be the same number that those other markets can do. So then it's just a Boras question.
248-539-9797. In the meantime, we got one media market celebrating that Skubal is now going to get traded.
Right.
So much as to say they think they're getting him. We'll play some sound coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.